may be seated. I'm going to read just verses 4 and 5 again alone, and let the word sink in. This is the words of God. They spoke to my heart. It says, Psalm 25, verse 4 says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." You know, I really enjoy being a father. I love being a dad. And most dads I meet enjoy it as well. Not that there's not times that are harder than others. I know my dear wife was so sick a few weeks ago, and I felt like I was super dad for a week. I was taking care of the newborn and Donald. I took both of them to their doctor's appointments by myself. And every time I got to the place we needed to get, both of the kids were sleeping, so I had to carry one sleeping child and carry the car seat in the other hand. And Donald got 3 shots that day. I was by myself. And both doctor's appointments we went to 2 different places, they had to get stripped down their diaper both times, and I had to do it. I was like, you know what? This should be a crown in heaven just for this right here. But you know what? I enjoy being a father. I enjoy seeing, even just in the past 18, 19 months, how Donald has grown. Even in the past year that we've been in Jackson, we came here, he was 6 months old, and now he's 18 months, 19 months almost. And just seeing the different changes that he's gone through. He went from just being a 6-month-old little, you know, blob, just doing nothing but eating and sleeping and other things, to finally he rolled over. I remember being like, yeah, he rolled over. And then he'd start, you know, smiling and laughing more. And that was such an awesome time when he laughed for the first time. And then even he started to pull himself up, and we're like, oh, he's getting bigger. And then we thought he was never going to walk, because he would never walk. Every time he'd stand there, and then he'd fall and crawl, and he'd crawl. I'm like, well, maybe he won't walk, and that's fine. He can just crawl everywhere. Well, then finally, he took a step. And what a huge deal that was to me. Wow, my son's getting bigger and bigger. Now he's just running all over the place. I can barely keep up with him. And he's talking, and he's saying mommy and daddy. And I know one of my favorite things he's just learned a few weeks ago is I'll come home from work, or I'll come home from being somewhere, and he'll see me, get excited, and I'll lean down and say, give me a big hug, buddy. And he'll run really fast and wobble his legs around. And he'll throw his arms around me and squeeze me. I love that. It's just so exciting to see him grow, and I'm so proud of him. So proud of him. Even Seth, he's only a month old. He's not doing much, but you know, the basics. But just to see the growth and the change. Now, many things that Donald has learned and done, they're instincts, just human nature. You know, Donald didn't have to be taught how to use the bathroom. Sorry, he knew very well how to do that. He didn't have to learn how to eat. Whatever he could get his hands on, whether it was food or a crayon or the dog or his brother, he'll eat whatever he can get his hands on. He didn't have to be taught to eat. When he was hungry, he found something that he could chew on to eat. He didn't have to learn how to get up. We didn't have to teach him that. He just wanted to get off the ground. He'd pull himself up. He taught those things himself. He learned them on his own. But there were some things, many things, that we showed him. That me and Marissa, and even just me, sometimes just her, we taught him things. I know Marissa would try to teach him words all day while I was at work, and he'd learn a word. Or when I'm home, we always would sit, we'd grab him and we'd squeeze. We'd say squeeze, and we'd squeeze him tight. And he learned how to. That's how he learned how to give a hug. And other things we learned. And he would see us and he would follow us. That's why he said he's been saying no lately. He learned that from us. And he learns things. He sees what we do and he follows us. The title of my message tonight is this: Our Greatest Desire. Our greatest desire. And what our greatest desire should be is what it said in Psalm 25, verse 4 and 5. It said, "Show me thy ways, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth." What our greatest desire should be is, show me, teach me, lead me. Just like my son saw us, and we got to show him things and teach him things and even lead him in different things. That's what God wants to do for us. He wants to be our Heavenly Father. Our greatest desire should be, Lord, show me, teach me, lead me. Show me, teach me, lead me. It should be our greatest desire as Christians, as a church, as individuals. It should be our greatest desire. Not money, not a great job, and those are good things to have.
But no, they should not be our greatest desire. Our greatest desire should be, Lord, show me, teach me, lead me. Not a great family or a great marriage, which are things that we have to have, but they should not be our greatest desire. Our greatest desire should be, Lord, show me, teach me, lead me. Not even winning a thousand souls or having the largest Sunday school class, and those also are great things, but they should not be our greatest desire. Our greatest desire should be, Lord, show me, teach me, lead me. Should be our greatest desire. Tonight we're just going to look at each request that David brought forth to the Lord. Number one is show me. He said, Lord, show me thy ways. Lord, show me thy way. Show me the right way. Show me the way that you would do it. Show me the way that I'm supposed to live. Lord, show me your ways. Show me. I think of when I was a young boy, and my dad bought me a baseball mitt, and we went out, and he was going to teach me how to play catch when I was just a little kid. And he didn't just say, okay, this is tight. He came and he showed me how to throw the ball right. He showed me that to put it back, and he showed me exactly how to do it. He didn't just say, you're doing it wrong. Come on. No, he showed me. He said, this is how you do it. You do it, and he moved my arm, and he teach me, and he showed me how to do it. Even with golf, I'm no golfer, but I used to go to the driving range with my dad, and this is a certain way to play golf. I mean, anybody can kick a soccer ball, but not everybody can use it, take a driver and hit a golf ball nice and straight. It's very hard. There's a lot of technique. And I remember he taught me, he said, okay, keep your feet a little spread apart, make sure they're straight. Okay, make sure you got your arms straight out and you grab it. Maybe you can put your pinky right there in between your pointer finger and your middle finger and hold on to that tight. Okay, then lean back, keep that left arm straight. And when you come back down, do not look up. Any golfers in the room tonight? Any at all? Wow, just like me. Apparently, you're not supposed to look up. I'm the one to just say, where did it go? And you can't do that. You have to keep your eye down, and then after you connect, then you can look up. And he taught me. He showed me how to do it. He would stand there and say, now watch exactly how I do it. And he would show me how to do it. He wouldn't just tell me, but he would show me. And you know what? The Bible, thank the Lord, it doesn't just tell us how to live our lives. It doesn't just tell us God's way, but it shows us too. No, the Bible doesn't just say, be strong and have good courage. The Bible shows us David, a young boy with a sling and stones, and he shows courage. He shows how David killed that giant. The Bible doesn't just say, fear not. The Bible shows us also Daniel in the lion's den. One of the scariest places to be, and he shows us a man who had no fear, who feared not when the Lord told him to trust him. The Bible doesn't just tell us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. The Bible shows us Joseph, the life of Joseph, and how God worked it out for good. The Bible doesn't just say that death is swallowed in victory. It shows Jesus Christ the third day rising again. The Bible shows us, Lord, show me thy ways. Show me thy ways. Moses said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Show me your glory. We need to get back as a church, as an individual, as a Christian. We need to get back to begging God to show us His ways. To show us His ways. As David called out to God in this verse, show me thy ways. As Christians, we need to do the same. As a youth pastor, I need to be begging God, Lord, show me how to run a youth group. Lord, show me how to help these teens. Lord, show me how to be a good dad. Lord, show me how to be a good husband. Lord, show me how to reach people. Lord, show me. Show me. As a parent, parents in the room, you need to be begging God, Lord, show me how to be the right kind of parent. Show me how to raise my kids right. Or even as a teenager, you need to be asking God, Lord, show me how to live my life. Show me what I'm supposed to do. Show me all the right, righteous things I need to learn and do. As Christians, we need to be asking God, Lord, show me your ways. Lord, show me your ways. Even as a church member, Lord, show me. Show me your ways. Just like in the days of the Bible times and old, and the feeding of the 5,000. And if we could just say, Lord, please, just like you did for them, just like you fed the 5,000, just like you walked on the water, all the miracles, show us those things, Lord. Show us your ways. Show me your ways. Man, I have to remember as a Christian sometimes, it's very easy to do things in your own power. It's very easy to try and accomplish the work of God by myself. But really, it's not a work of Donald. It's supposed to be a work of God. And I need to beg God, Lord, show me a miracle, Lord. Oh, Lord, show me. Show me fruit even sometimes. Lord, show me your ways. Show me your ways. May we as Christians beg God to show us. Show me our greatest desire. Also, we see in verse 4, he said, not only show me thy ways, but he said, Lord, teach me thy paths. Teach me thy paths. You know where we can learn the most from how the Lord wants to teach us? Right here from the Word of God. The living Word of God will teach us. It will teach us what we need to know. But listen, He can teach all He wants from His Word, but we must learn.
I know when I was a kid, even at college, teacher could be up there giving us all the right information, and if I'm not listening, I'm not learning. And you know what? The Word of God's been around forever. And how many people haven't learned? How many things have I not learned yet? Oh, teach me, Lord. Teach me thy paths. The Lord uses His Word. He uses His man, the man of God who preaches the Word of God. He uses those things to teach us. His Word, the man of God. He uses trials to teach us. He uses those difficult, struggling times in our life to help us learn something. There's always a reason. He always is trying to teach us, even through experience, to teach us His paths. The Lord wants to teach us. May it be our greatest desire to learn from the greatest teacher, from the greatest textbook. May it be our greatest desire. I know the previous job that I worked at, Turf Care, I worked at a fertilizer company before I moved out to Jackson. And I started out, I was there for 2 years, I started out just as a label guy, putting labels on bags. And they would make the bags, and they'd fill the bags, they'd mix the fertilizer, and they'd ship it out. They did all the work right there. And as I got to stay there, and I got to, the Lord allowed me to prosper, and I got to learn how to drive forklift, and I got to learn how to work in the factory. And there's so many different jobs that the Lord allowed me to learn and get a raise and all that other good stuff. Well, there was one job that... in the factory, they had giant piles of different products. And they had a huge loader. They'd drive around in the factory, and they'd pick up, use the big bucket and pick up some of this, and they'd dump it in the mixer, and then they'd go to this other product and pick up a big pile of this and dump it in there, and they'd measure it all out. They had a big scale and all these numbers. It was crazy. Awesome how they did it. Awesome machinery. Well, just imagine. I never learned that. Just imagine one day during work, someone gets off the loader to take a break, and I just jump on and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. This is pretty easy. I can make some fertilizer. You know, I'll make the special Donald mix of fertilizer and drive around and start picking up this stuff right here, and oh, that's a little bit of that. And I'll take, oh, this is pretty color. I'll take some of that and bring in there. Oh, you know, this will match good. And you know what? I'll probably get fired because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I was never taught. And it's the same in our lives. Second, we think that we know everything. Maybe we're going to fall on our face. The Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Man, we need to constantly be asking God, Lord, teach me. Not, Lord, I think I got it for right now. No, all the time being teachable. Not just from the Word of God, but like I said, from the man of God. Every time, not saying, oh, I heard this message, you know, a year ago. I ever heard that preached before. No, 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 no. Always saying, Lord, please teach me thy path. Sometimes, it's not that we don't understand, though. It's not that we don't get it. It's just we don't even want to learn. We don't want to learn. We don't want to learn the lesson. We know, maybe we even know the answer already. Here's just an example of that. A school teacher lost her life savings in a business scheme that had been elaborately explained by a swindler. When her investment disappeared and her dream was shattered, she went to the Better Business Bureau. Why on earth didn't you come to us first? The official asked. Didn't you know about the Better Business Bureau? Oh yes, said the lady sadly. I've always known about you, but I didn't come because I was afraid you'd tell me not to do it. Folks, that's what's wrong with us. That's what's wrong with us. Even though we know where the answer is, we don't want the answer because we know we're going to have to maybe make some changes in our lives. May we beg God to teach us. May we beg God, Lord, teach me thy paths. Lord, show me. Lord, teach me. And lastly, we see in verse 5, Psalm 25:5, lead me in thy truth. Lord, lead me in thy truth. Show me, teach me, and lastly, Lord, lead me. As individuals, as a church family, may we again beg God, not just to show us and teach us, but to lead us. Because only as we go God's way can we know God's will. Only as we go God's way can we know God's will. Not just as a church, but as a Christian, as an individual.
If we're not going God's way, we're never going to know God's will. I need to, as a father, as a husband, as a Christian, be constantly asking, Lord, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, whenever you want me to do it, Lord, I'll do it. Lead me. I need to know what you want me to do. I need to know what you want me to do, whether I'm young or whether you're older. Constantly asking God, Lord, lead me. Lord, lead me. Because you know what? He knows best. Teenager, God knows what's best for your life. You may think you know, but God knows better. And you can trust God. And folks, you can trust God. And I can trust God because He does know best. So we need to stop looking for direction everywhere else and in our own heart and go to God and say, Lord, how about you take this steering wheel and you lead me. You lead me. Because listen, following anyone but God leads to nothing but failure. Following anything, anyone but God leads to nothing but failure. The secret of an unsuccessful life lies in an unsurrendered will. I read that today and really got convicted. Because you know what? Maybe the reason why I don't know so often, I get confused and scared and worried, is because I've been trying to lead myself. I've been trying to find my own way. When really, if I just stopped and said, Lord, I need you. Not me, not anything else. I need you to lead me. And I followed God. Things would be okay. Things would be better off. I think about driving on the highway and following somebody. You follow someone on the highway, you got a long trip you're taking, and you're following me right there on their bumper, and you're following, you're going the speed limit, whatever, and then maybe you turn, talk to the person next to you, you're looking in the back, or you're looking at the scenery, and next thing you know, you look up and you're not behind him anymore. You're like, uh-oh. Maybe you missed the exit. Maybe you just weren't paying attention, and you missed, and you're going the wrong direction now. And it's the same thing in the Christian life and in our lives. We may be focused on God and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you, whatever you want me to do, Lord. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do, Lord. My eyes are locked on you. My focus is on you, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, and then something happened, maybe a job opportunity or a pay raise or this, that, the other thing. Or maybe as a teenager, school or sports or something gets in the way. Next thing you know, you're saying, Lord, where did you go? Where was I supposed to be going? Hey, what direction was I going in? And you're lost. When if we just kept our eyes on the Savior, we'd be going the right direction. We'd be in God's will. The happiest place on earth is the center of God's will. Lord, lead me in Thy truth. Lead me in Thy truth. Following is obedience. Following the leader. I'm gonna, wherever God goes, I'll go. Hey, when I was a employee at Turf Care, the boss said do this, and I did something else. Hey, I messed up. See you later. Find another job. But if I obeyed the boss and obeyed his rules, hey, I'm okay. And it's the same in the Christian life. When God says something, when God asks us to do something, when God calls us to do something, we need to do it, whatever it may be. Lord, lead me in Thy truth. Following is obedience. Here's another story I saw. In July 1976, Israeli commandos made a daring raid at an airport in Entebbe, Uganda, in which 103 Jewish hostages were freed. In less than 15 minutes, the soldiers had killed all seven of the kidnappers and set the captives free. As successful as the rescue was, however, three of the hostages were killed during the raid. As the commandos entered the terminal, they shouted in Hebrew, "Get down! Crawl!" The Jewish hostages understood and lay down on the floor, while the enemy, who did not speak Hebrew, were left standing. Quickly, the rescuers shot the upright kidnappers. But two of the hostages hesitated, perhaps to see what was happening, and were also shot down. One young man was lying down and actually stood up when the commandos entered the airport. He too was shot with the bullets meant for the enemy. Had these three heeded the soldiers' command, they would have been free with the rest of the captives. Folks, when God says do something, we better do it. When God says do something, we had better do it. Because we don't know what the outcome's going to be. We don't know what's going to happen next. Just like this story. What a convicting story of these. They hesitated. And they lost their lives. And how often in Pastor Donald's life has God said, Donald, why don't you do that? And I hesitated. I said, well, yeah, but... Well, he said, Donald, give a track to that person right there. I said, yeah, but I don't want them to think I'm stupid. Well, I'm in the middle of all these people. Why would I... You know, I don't want to look like an idiot. And I hesitated and I lost my opportunity. And Lord, God forbid that person dies and goes to a fiery hell because I hesitated. How often have we all hesitated? When God says do something, when the Holy Spirit of God leads you to do something, don't go the other way. Do it. Do it. May we as Christians beg God, lead me, lead me, lead me in thy truths. I think of the song that we sing so often, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. May that be our motto for life. Whatever you have, Lord, lead me. Our greatest desire should be, Lord, show me. Lord, teach me. Lead me. Heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. No one looking around. Thank you so much for listening tonight.